Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good evening to my kingdom sisters and kingdom brothers tonight. Welcome you now to Women Speak Now. I am the speaker for tonight. Amen. Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen. So we prepare to see whatever the Father has in store for his kingdom sons, kingdom's daughters on tonight. Amen. I praise God just for opportunity. Have no complaints. God is good and God is greatly to be praised. Amen. If we had 10,000 tongues, it just wouldn't be enough. So we just want to thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We praise God for just being here tonight. And we just want to just Shabbat him. And we just want to tell the Lord thank you so much on tonight for knowing who he is in the fullness. Amen. So we just I don't even know what to say tonight. Just really just excited what God has in store. Amen. We're going to a quick prayer. And then we get ready for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Just want to say thank you. Lord, we lift you up tonight. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. We thank you for one more opportunity that you allow us to be into your presence. So, Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it just wouldn't be enough. So, God, we just want to say thank you for one more opportunity just to be here among your sisters and the brothers tonight. So, Father God, we just want to tell you that we love you, we adore you, we appreciate you, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father God, you said in your word that everything is going down but your word. You said prophecy shall cease, but we must hold the word in our heart dearly. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say that we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name on tonight. Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, God, it just wouldn't be enough. That knowing that you Alpha Omega, you are the beginning unto the end, Father God. You said in your word that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. For that, we just want to say thank you. Father, we praise your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We Shabbat your name tonight. We glorify your name on tonight. Father God, you said when praises go up, blessings shall come down. So we give you the praise and glory
on the line,
in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I do give honor to the Most High God on tonight, my Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, my provider, my healer, my strength, my daddy. He's everything to me on tonight. We all know that it's a personal thing on tonight that we all can say who he is tonight. Amen. But I find him to be a friend. I found him to be a brother. I found him to be a sister. And he told me he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. For that, I just want to say thank you. I do give honor to Pastor E tonight. Amen. I know he don't like for us to give honor to him, but the Bible says give honor where honor is due. I thank God that he allowed the women to be able to come forward on Thursdays and Fridays and Monday nights. So I just want to say thank you again for Pastor E. We still got some men out there that believe in women's preachers. Amen. We know we got some preachers that don't say they don't believe God called a woman, but and I heard in the word of God, he said he had a respectable person. Amen, somebody. So we're going to go into the word on tonight as I was seeking God on this week and asking the Father, what do he have in store for his people on tonight? And how many know when you in a place in the kingdom, and how many know when you are connected to God, and you have a one-on-one with him, you know what I'm saying, a personal relationship with him, it don't take long for God to download the nuggets for us. Amen. I thank God that I'm in a place that I can hear the voice of God, and I know that's him speaking, not my own self and not of the spirit. The Bible said my sheep will know the voice of God. Come on, somebody. And a stranger, he or she will not follow. So as I was studying, seeking God tonight for word, the Lord said, be still. Be still and know that I am God. And beside me, there is no other. Oh, that's good right there. He said, be still and know that I am God. Come on, somebody. And beside me, there is no other. So you got to know who God is for yourself. Come on, somebody. I can tell you all the wonderful things, all the miracles, all the healing that God has done, but it's still, it's a personal thing between you and God. Amen. So tonight, God said, be still. and know that I am God. And beside me, there is no other. Come on, somebody. So if we get into a place, that solemn place, in a place where you can say, God, it's just you and me. Come on, somebody. When you begin to tell God, God, I need a now word. See, God said his ears is attended to who? The righteous Christ. So as we begin, just tell God, Lord, I need you right now. Come on. And God said he come quickly. Come on, to see about his children and see about his son and see about us tonight. But God said, I need you all to get into a quiet place. Hallelujah. So tonight the Lord say, be still. See, anytime you're back up against the wall, come on, you're facing obstacles, you're facing decision, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn to, what God say, be still. In your stillness, that's when God going to comfort us. He's going to give us a word. He's going to release us. He's going to give us direction. He's going to give us clarity. But our problem is we don't want to be still long enough to allow God to speak to us. Come on. He said, I speak to my people when they in the quiet place. Oh, my God. When they're in that secret place. Come on, somebody. When you are dwelling in the secret place. Psalms 91 says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Come on. Shut up by on the shadow of the Almighty. Tonight the Lord said, tell my people, be still. And know that I am God. Tonight, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever decision that you are seeking God for, God said, I'm going to answer you when you're being still. I'm going to answer you in silence. Ooh, my God, that's good right there. See, 2020, people said, God, we need to learn how to move in silence. Oh, ooh, my God. See, some of us, we want to tell everybody about the miracle, the blessing, the breakthrough, the healing, and you don't realize sometimes you're sharing with the wrong people. You got dream killer, you got vision killer, you got haters. Come on. So tonight the Lord said, tell my people to be still. And know. That means you got to know who is your God. Who is your Jehovah Jireh? Who is your El Shaddai? Who is your provider? Who is your healer? Who is your redeemer? Tonight, how are you going to know him? By being still. Sometimes when we lay before God in prayer, we need to just go and say, God, I don't even have nothing to say tonight. I'm going to allow you to speak to me. I'm going to allow you to give me some clarity. Give me some direction. Give me some instruction. But we go in prayer, we're telling God all of this. And we don't lay there long enough for God to speak back to us. We trip up off the floor because we're afraid we're going to miss something. Come on, somebody. But God said in 2020, how you going to get your miracle? By being still. Being still. I'm sorry, sister, but I can't move today. I'm sorry, brother. I can't move today. I'm sorry, Pastor Apostle, but God told me to be still. So guess what? I got to obey God. The Bible says I better obey God than me any day. Come on, somebody. So we got to get in a place now where we got to say, God, if you tell me to be still for 3 days, for 7 days, 10, 20, 30 days, that's what I'm going to do. Because tonight he said, how desperate are you for your miracle, for your breakthrough, for your healing? Tonight we got some promises over us, some vision, some dream, ain't came to pass yet. But God said, I could have been released. It. But guess what? Some of us out of place, out of position. Ooh, oh, my God. Some of us, we connected to the wrong people. And some of us, we are not being still long enough so God can release it. God can download. God can give us the revelation, give us the knowledge, give us the insight. But he said, I could have been released. It. But you won't be still long enough. Ooh, there is no other God like Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. He's your healer. He's your keeper. Come on. He said, I'll sit with you. I'll shop with you. The Bible says, when your mother and your father has forsaken you, then the Lord said, I will take you up. Come on, somebody. We're gonna get to the word in a few minutes. But I'm just doing a little exaltation. It said, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. The reason it draws you into a moment and make thoughts and ideas clearer than they were before. Don't worry about Friday. Don't worry about November the 19th. We need to focus on November the 18th. The Bible says tomorrow we're going to take care of it. Also, some of us already know planning what we're going to do tomorrow, this way we're going to do. We can plan it, but we still have to have room enough. God, if you want to change my plan, change my plan. God, if you want to bustle up, bustle up. See, that's where we need to be at. Yes, I have a plan for this tomorrow, but God, in time, if it ain't your will for me to do this, then God, you speak to me. How you going to speak to me? In the quietness, while I'm being still. I got to get away from my husband, get away from my wife, get away from my children, my grandchildren. I got to get in a place of being still because I got some petition. I got some supplication. I got some requests. I got people that depending on me. People depending on me to pray for them. So I got to get in a place of stillness so I can release to them what God told me. Everybody, I'm not in the same place. Everybody, I'm not in the same position. Some people don't know how to hear from God. People don't know how to get in God's presence. Come on, somebody. They don't know how to pray. They don't know how to see God. So that's why we step in, intercede, send in a gap from there. Come on, somebody. Intercession, we go in on people's behalf. I ain't got to know what you need. When I go in, oh, my God. When I go into the upper room, the Holy Ghost will reveal to me, this is what I need to pray for. See, it ain't good for people to tell us all the time what they're going through. Just say, sister, pray for me. That's all I need to know right there. See, you got to have confidence in your own prayer. My. You got to have confidence in your own faith. You got to know who you are in the kingdom of God, what you're saying right now. Come on, somebody. You got to know that your prayer is going to move, God. Your faith is going to open up. Don't make ways that God said, that man said couldn't happen because you got faith beside a grain of mustard seed. So when I go to my father, on if you had a Pastor Terry, come on, somebody, in famous Virginia, Pastor E, come on, somebody, Apostle Vicky, come on. God say, I'm going to do it. Why? Because I'm in the right standing. Oh, my God. I'm in the right place. I'm in the right position. Come on, somebody. In the word of God, say he will not hold no good thing for those who walk up right before him. So what you're saying is I go in on their behalf. God, you say See, we got to give God back the promises. Give God back his word. God, you said you will not hold no good thing for those who walk upright before you. God, I know I walk upright before you. Come on. God, I've been obedient. God, I've been willing. God, I fast. God, I pray. You tell me, get by that bed at 3:05. My flesh don't want to move. But the Spirit of God says, you got to go in. Huh? Ooh, Shabba. See, the ideals clearing that they were ideals before taking a simple moment to be still. Now, what you saying? God say, just a simple moment to be still. Get into my presence. Enter in to worship. Enter in with thank you. Enter in with hallelujah. See, when we go into prayer, we got to set up an atmosphere. Worship. Come on, somebody. We got to go into the inner court, begin to enter in with worship. You got your own music. You got your own keyboard. You got your own door. Come on, somebody. Got your own tambourine. So you got to know who you are in the kingdom. God said he give an answer to the kingdom of God. What you need in 2020 is going to take you in silence. Be still. Ooh, my God. How I know I had to do it. This week, God told me fast for 2 days. Was I planning on fast? No. Come on, somebody. I already had. What I'm going to eat? When I'm going to eat? The Holy Ghost said, I'm going to bust that up. I need you to fast for 2 days for somebody else. He said, you got to go in for somebody else. Come on, somebody. See, when we fast and pray, the Bible says, not yourself with all. You don't want to tell a whole lot of people when you fasting. And you're seeking God, listen, God release us to share with certain people. That's why we have not entered in. We ain't got the promise of God because you've been sharing your ideal, your vision with the wrong people. We got dream killers. Ooh, we got murders. Come on, somebody. Don't you tell me you got my fight. Don't you tell me you praying for me when you praying against me. Ooh, ha, yabo, shiki, ha. How you going to know? The Holy Ghost say, I do nothing first until I reveal it to my servant the prophets. Oh, that's the word. Come on, somebody. See, you got to know who you are in this kingdom. He said, I give you access. I give you faith to unlock the doors. Prayer unlock things. Prayers go up as a memorial before God, and we wait on God to bring back the answer. Ooh, ain't that good? They say your mind could be different between making a decision that will lead you down the wrong path. That's why what the Bible said, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, then God say, if you acknowledge me, I will direct your path. Some of us, we got to be real. Don't be paranoid. We ain't seeking God. Come on. We're going on our own self, our own path, our direct. See, we don't take time to seek God and say, God, I understand I was invited to this right here. But God, do you release me to go and preach? Do you release me to go do certain things? Because some places God say, don't go. Because he said, that trap is now for you. Some land is not good land. Woo, hallelujah. Just this week, I was invited to go do a service. Holy Ghost said, you ain't going to that service because I know what the enemy wants to do. See, the people know that you're going to prophetic gift. They know you can see, know you can hear from God. Come on, know when you speak time, it's going to happen. So they want to prostitute your gift and use your gift and then turn around and leave. Come on, somebody. That's why we got to know that we know in 2020, if God, 2021, I'm sorry, 2021, if God didn't release us, you better not go. Don't be itch your ears for a prophet. Prophecy. You your own prophet. You got your own prophecy. The word is in our belly. Word is in our mouth. Release it. Come on, somebody. See, just what's wrong with us today. Some of us don't got lazy when on somebody to prophesy to us, giving us a word, and God said, guess what? You impregnant with the word now. The word flowing out your belly. God said, how much more word do you need? Come on, somebody. See, it's time for us to wake up. How are you going to know what you got in you if you don't ever use your gift? Ooh, and ask me how I know. I had to exercise my gift. I had to exercise my faith. I went before God, said, Lord, this is why I need you to do some certain things. And God, I'm believing you. And I began to tell God what he said and began to give him back the word. And guess what? And it happened. So we got to learn how to give God back the word. So we gotta learn how to give God back the word. And when we give God back the word, like I said, we gotta learn how to be still. We gotta learn how to wait till God release the answer to us. Come on. It might not come while we down on our faith. It might come while we driving, run away to Walmart or wherever else, and God might just drop the word down like that. See, that's the kind of God that we serve. See, some of us want to say, well, God ain't answering me yet. I don't know why. Because guess what he said? You didn't wait long for me to answer you. See, we can't tell God when to do certain things for us. We can ask him, but how are we gonna tell God to do certain things for us and we have forgot who he is? Come on, somebody. See, that's why he said, tell my people tonight to be still. Some of us need to sit down and just be still. Wait on God to give us instruction. Wait on God for direction. One thing I have learned, people, Scott, when I go through some things, but I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's go left, go right, go front, go back, whatever. I said, God, you know, I'm going to be still. When you're back up against the wall, be still. Don't make no move, because if you make a move, you're going to regret that. Come on, somebody. So we got to get in a place of just being still. Amen, somebody. And say the wrong path and one that will lead you down the right one, how to practice listening prayer. Come to God with your request. Be made to him for guidance. Amen. And say, and learn how to wait 10 to 12 minutes. It might be longer. But we just need to learn how to wait and say, God, I ain't going to move until you speak to me. Now, God, I know I've been doing these popcorn prayers. Come on, somebody, put in the microwave 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But you know, I learned this right here. When I cook, like, chicken, fish, shrimp, I put it in the oven. And I wait till the thing says ding, ding, ding. Then that means the oven is ready. See, you put the food in the oven, fish, chicken, shrimp, anything that you cook, fry, you put in the oven, it's going to be like fresh, like you just bought it. See, that's how we need to learn how to wait. But some of us, we want popcorn, we want microwave, put in the microwave, then you be like, oh, man, this ain't good. It's dry. You know what? If you would have put in that oven, when you put that oven on bake 350, you got to wait until your alarm go off and say, nah, your oven is tempted. Tempted is ready. Put your food in. But see, what, some of us don't do that. But come on, y'all, let's be real. We put the oven on bake, 350, 400. We're going to put that pan in that oven. We ain't going to wait till no alarm to go off. Because you know what? We anxious. I ain't got time to wait. See, the small thing, God will test us and try us, and he'll see right where we at. That's why the spies not small begin. Amen. That's simple, but it means a lot. Amen. It says jot down in the scripture, psalm, impression, or picture God give you, share how God spoke to you with your prayer partners, and follow God's will. Amen. Remember I said earlier, everybody is not where everybody's at. So we can't expect people to be where our mind is at, our prayer life, our reading, our preaching, our whatever. Everybody's not in the same place. Everybody's not in the same level. Everybody's not in the same dimension. So we shouldn't be saying, I can't believe she did him, he did. Okay, but did you go back and get them? Woo, ha, ha, ha. The Bible says, when I have been converted, go back and convert my sister and brother-in-law. Let's be real. When the last time you went back and convert somebody? Woo, y'all better hear me tonight. Did you go back and check on that brother, that sister that you know was one of the, when they was not at? Did you go back and pull them up where you at? Or did you leave them? Woo! My God is Zion. Come on, somebody. See, we got to learn how the Bible said, be thy sister keeper. Come on. When your sister brother going through, we're supposed to pick it up in the realm of the spirit and begin to pray for them. We ain't got to call them on the phone every time. Just pray. Come on, somebody. Because while you call on the phone, they might be getting ready to commit suicide. Come on. Might get ready to go wrong somebody. See, that's what we doing. Don't, James said, don't be a busybody. Don't be in everybody's affair. Come on, somebody. Learn how to go in. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Tonight, we need to learn how to be still. So you can't go in for me if you're not in a place of being still and hearing from God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. See, intercessions, we go in on other people's behalf. We lay, we labor, we pray, we fast, we seek God. I ain't breaking the force on myself, y'all, but I promise you, me and God, Jesus, the Lord, we got a one-on-one relationship. Every time I ask God, what should you give me for your people, of God, I promise y'all, God give it to me instant. Boom. You know why? Because I'm in a place I can hear from him. I embrace him. I know when God speaks to me. When I ask God, Lord, you know I need a word for your people on Thursday night. This is my night to speak. God, what you have to give your people? I promise y'all, God will give it to me. Boom. Just like that right there. You know why? Because he said, I trust you. Because you know what he said? You ain't going to abuse the word. You're going to tell it like it is. And you're going to say what I say. And that's it. Come on, somebody. See, we got to learn how to say what God says and keep it moving. Don't try to go up in there and do some changes. No. You got to know what God is saying in this hour. What is he saying in this hour? First time God gives us a word, the word is for us. Self-examination. Ain't that real good, y'all? I'm going to get to this word, I promise y'all, but I'm giving you just a little nugget. Now, and Isaiah, they say, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. You don't have to be afraid in prophet, God told prophet Isaiah, he said, Isaiah, when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. How many of them night we got to trust God? Trust the process. Come on, somebody. He said, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. How? Because I got faith. I believe God. I trust God. Come on, somebody. God told me to cross over to the other side. Know what I'm doing? I'm looking straight ahead. I ain't being sidetracked. I ain't looking to the left, to the right. I'm looking straight ahead. If I look to the left, to the right, I might drown. Woo! But my eyes is on God. Center on God. That's why he said, don't be afraid. I'm with you. He said, the river will not sweep over you when you walk through the fire. Woo! That's good right here. Come on. Because we got people in line tonight. You know good well. You ain't want to go through no fire. Because you afraid. You're going to get burnt. Come on. You get scars on you. Let's be real. Don't be paranoid. We know tonight some of us ain't ready to walk through the fire. Because you ain't got enough faith. You don't trust God. You don't believe God. You saying it with your mouth. But he said your heart is so full from it. Come on. If God say, I equip you to walk through the fire, you will not be burned. You got to really have some faith. You got to really trust God. You got to really believe God. That's why you can't tell everybody, honey, God told me to walk through the water. I will not be drowned. And then he told me I got to walk through the fire. Did I like it? No. Did I get a little afraid? Yes. Was I fearful? Yes. Was I emotional? Yes. See, when you be real, God can help us. Come on. And when God say, you got to walk through the fire, and all that we think about, I'm going to get burned. Oh, God, my weed, my eyelashes, my makeup. I just bought this brand new outfit. Come on, somebody. I got all this face of jewelry on, and all this going to get caught on fire. I don't know about that. But guess what God say? You walk through the fire with me, I'll cause nothing to happen to you. But you can't have faith. You can't have fear. You got to have faith. If God said it, so be it. He said, walk through the fire and you will not be burned. How you going to go through that if you ain't got no faith, if you don't believe God, if you don't trust God? That's why you can't tell everybody when God take us through the fire. They're going to try to discourage you. They're going to try to put fear on you. You know you can't do that. You know you're going to get burnt. Girl, I know God said it. But you better make sure. That's what you should have kept your mouth closed. You only share with who God tell you to share with. Come on, somebody. Like I said earlier, everybody ain't where everybody's at. People don't understand where you got to walk through the fire. Does it feel good? No. But he said you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. What you saying? He said, it ain't going to be a blaze of fire. Because God said, I'm going to walk you through it. I'm with you. Come on, somebody. 23rd Psalm, for the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yea, through I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What he said? Fear no evil. Because I die with you. See, that's the kind of faith you got to have right now. He said a blaze. And he said clear signs. God is speaking to you, and God is trying to get your attention, get my attention, get your attention tonight. Amen. But you keep missing the way that he's speaking to you. I cried out to him with my mouth and my praise was on my tongues. Come on, worship. If I had been aware of my malice in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. However, God has paid the attention to you and me. The sounds of my prayer. It is pretty simple. Actually, all you have to do is sit still for a little bit each day. So what God said, I'm not crying 24 hours a day. He said, just a little bit of your time. That's all I need. Take care of your husband. Take care of your wife. Take care of the children. And say, listen, husband or wife, everything's okay, baby.
because I got to go right now and get in the presence of God. I don't know how long I'm going to be there. So before I go in, do you need anything? I don't need no distraction. I don't need no knocking on the door. I don't need no mama, no babe, uh-uh. So husband, children, you need anything before I go in. Because God says, just for a little bit, I need you to come in and sit in my presence. Let me fill you with a fresh aroma. Once you got used to that, I tried doing less each day. Breathe when you feel yourself moving too fast. Ooh, let me slow down, son. Oh, my God, I'm moving too fast. I feel myself move up the head of God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. God, help me, Jesus. I must slow down now. Oh, God. Okay, God. I hear you say, Lisa, you're moving too fast. Daughter, slow down, son. Daughter, I'm trying to get your attention. Okay, God. Let me just take three breaths in, three breaths out. Inhale, exhale. Oh, okay, God. Okay, I'm back now in the place of being still. I almost got off focus. I almost got off course. But just in time, the Lord says, slow down. I need you to breathe. When the last time you sat in the presence of God? When the last time you lay in the presence of your God? When the last time you said, God, it's just you and me? My apostle, my bishop, my pastor, my elder, my covenant network, they can't help me. It's just you and me. Because God said, there's something in you I need to get out of you. There's something I need to put in you. But first, I got to get something out of you, put something in you. Woo! Then Isaiah said, I will do a new thing. But God said, I can't do a new thing because you still got an old thing lying dormant in you. Come on, somebody. We got to realize this November, this month, almost finna be gone. December going to come, and it's going to be gone. Some of us don't make promises. We don't make vows. We don't make commitment, and we got to be real. We know good well we has not kept them. Come on, somebody. But guess what? Check this out. You got time. See, God said, I sit all day long. I stretch my hands out to a rebellious nation. God said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares, cast your yokes upon me. St. John 14:1 say, let not your heart be troubled. Why are we allowing things to trouble our mind? Why do we say, I can't sleep? But God said, I neither sleep nor slumber. Why we can't sleep at nighttime? Because what else we done went through all that day, all that night, we take it right in the bedroom with us. And that's why we can't sleep. He said, lay aside every weight that is to beset you. Some of us tonight, we carrying weight. We shouldn't be carrying. Come on, somebody. We carrying people. We shouldn't be carrying. It's the time you got to release some people. Come on. You got to let them go. Come on. If they ain't listen to you, they don't want to do the right thing. They don't want to be obedient to God. Never mind you and me. Let them go. Release them. Over to the hand of God. Some of us, we in the way of God. For what? Chastising them. We in the way. And God said, move out the way. But we, here we go, going to God on their behalf, crying, hollering, and screaming. And God said, I need you to stop praying. He said, I can't deal with them. I can't chastise them because you in the way. God told me one time, don't pray for my son. He said, leave me alone. He said, his heart is not ready to serve me, Lisa. I know you want your son to do the right thing, but God said, his heart is not ready yet. He said, let him go. He got to go fight through some things. Come on. He made vows to God when he was down there behind them fail. Come on. God said, he made vows to me. You didn't make them vow. And God said, don't worry. That's your son. I'm going to bring it back to him again. What he said. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to release people. Release them over to God. That's why we so weighted down. Why are we so frustrated? We irritated. Come on. We get into prayer. We can't even get into prayer because we got too much stuff. We carry too much weight. Let it go. Release it and let it go. Come on. You're carrying it. God said, I can't move for you because you in the way. We blocking God for doing what he can do in our children, our husband, our wife, our ministry. We stay in the way because some of us think we God. God said, your hand is too short. I don't need your help. Come on, somebody. We got to get out the way, people, so that I had to do it. My heart will hurt for my, I want my children to be saved. I want to be delivered. I want children to go to heaven. But God said, it's their choice. Come on. The Bible said, let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. And that's the word. So we have to learn how to let it go. Come on. Let it go. That's why we are not where we need to be at in the kingdom of God. Because we stuck allowing things, people, person, place, a thing to weigh us down. Come on, we carry extra weight. We don't need to be carrying. That's why your heart is hurting. That's why your blood pushes up high. Come on, sugar diabetes, all the stuff going on in your body because you carrying. Let it go. Release it unto God. And God said, if you give it to me, I can fix it. Woo, my God, I can work it out for you. He said, while you trying to figure that, God said, I'm going to go to the word now. That was real good, y'all. I got to say amen in my own self. Psalms 46, verse 10. I'm almost done. I promise y'all I'm almost done. Psalms 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. But you got to be there and know that I am God. Wherever God has promised you and me, whatever God has spoken to you and me, though it might be a dream, it might be a vision, it might have been a sign to another person, God said everything you're going to make it in 2021 is going to be still. We should every day not have time that we set aside just to go in to the presence of the Most High God. If you ever need a miracle, a breakthrough, a healing, now I heard the word of God say, these kinds come through much fasting and much prayer. So when the last time you fast? When the last time you prayed? When the last time you sacrificed? When the last time you gave us time that you know that you like dear? Come on, I just got to have this Coca-Cola. I just got to have this Pepsi. If I don't get it, I can't function. People say, if I ain't got my caffeine, if I ain't got my coffee, I can't function. What if they start making coffee? What if they start making Pepsi and Coca-Cola? What you going to do then? See? That's why we got to start saying certain things, what we can't do without. What does God say for 30 days? No caffeine. What you going to do? You going to obey God or you going to allow your emotion, your flesh, say, I just can't do it. God, I know you told me to sacrifice. God, I can't do it. God, you know I can't live without my Pepsi, live without my cocoa. I got to have my coffee every day. You know I have coffee every day at 9 a.m., God. God said, okay, but I know you to sacrifice 9 a.m. for me. He said, you want the miracle, don't you? You want the breakthrough, don't you? Come on. He said, now what you going to sacrifice? What you want to let go? Coffee? Coca-Cola? Pepsi? Are you going to continue to let your flesh pray and you give it to your flesh? I'll give it to your spirit. Come on, somebody. Those that love God will obey him. If you love God, keep my commandment. If you love me, don't break a vow. Don't break the covenant. Tonight, we all guilty. Come on. We all done broke the covenant. We all done broke vows that we said to God. I'm going to be the first one to say amen. Amen, Lisa. I did it. Come on, somebody. But guess what? When I break vows in the covenant, I quickly repent
ask God to forgive me, because I don't want him to hold nothing against me, and I don't want to get in trouble. So we got to be careful what we come up, come up out of our mouth. Come on. The Bible says blessing and cursing should come up out your mouth. Come on. You should be saying one thing, then behind closed doors, you do a different stuff. See, we should be an impact on our family. See, some of us ain't strong enough to go around our family, because guess what? If they play that favorite song, and you know you don't, God don't deliver you from that, but if you ain't strong enough, you'll find yourself moving. Ooh, man, that should be my song right there. Man, that should be my jam. I remember that, man. Ooh, Lord. Then you find yourself moving, doing all kind of stuff, and you find yourself thinking about it. The last one you were with when that song was playing. That's why you got to renew your mind daily. Crucify my flesh, God. Help me, God. Give me strength, God, that I won't go back to the old ways places, God. We got to be careful. We have to make an impact on our families, on the job. People are watching us. Come on, somebody. When I go around my kids, sometimes they be doing things. No. I'm fine. Give me a Sierra Mist. Give me a Sprite. Give me a Miller. Yeah, matter of fact, I need you to mix half Sprite, half orange. That's my mixed drink. Toast. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. See, you got to be strong, because sometimes our families or friends, they're going to be the one test us. You know what? Because they want to see how we have been converted to the other side. See, they'll test us and see, especially, you know, around the holiday. Come on. Oh, it's okay. Come on. You need to celebrate with this family. This is what my kids say. Mom, you need to loosen up, baby. I got my own loosen up. I got my own high. I have a natural high. I ain't got to drink, have no laughing, have fun. I got my own fun. Come on, so y'all go right ahead. Mama is fine. But see, that's a test that we have to pass. Because we have to make an impact. Wherever we go, we should make an impact. Come on, somebody. We should be able to walk into a room, and it might be cold. It might be like, what is going on? We should walk in the room, and we should shift the atmosphere. We should shift the service, because we carry the glory. Come on, somebody. We have the oil on us. So we should be the shift thing into a whole new atmosphere. Stop. People say, I don't know what happened. When you walk in the room, something happened. See, you ain't got to tell them. They say, oh, it did? Okay. See, God say the anointing, the oil on our life is shifting to a whole new realm. So you ain't got to advertise who you are. Your fruits. Your spirit, your character. They'll know who you are, woman of God. You're a man of God. You got to say, I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle, I'm this. When you open your mouth, they're going to know who you are. They might can't put it together, but they say, you're a woman, a man of God. I don't know something about you. Come on, somebody. See, we should be like Peter. When people walk past us, our shadow, people should get healed. Get delivered. Get free. But see, you got to have faith. See, you got to be like Jesus. Able of Jesus went, what he did, Jesus done miracles. What did Jesus do? He spoke the word and he kept it moving. Come on, somebody. See, some of us want to sit around and wait and see what's going to happen. Speak the word, keep it moving. That's what I call him phone. So you know what? Ooh, honey. Oh, man, that word that you gave, sister or brother, let me tell you something. It was on point. It was on time. All you got to say to God, get the glory. I want to be a willing vessel. I want to be one of his chosen disciples that he done set aside for the time as this. Come on, somebody. And how you going to be a chosen disciple if you don't spend time with my daddy? I mean my daddy. I call him my daddy because he's my daddy. Come on, somebody. See, how you going to get a greater revelation? Spending time with your daddy, my daddy, intimate, intercede. Sometimes we just got to be quiet, turn the other cheek. Come on, somebody. Personally, yeah, they say we this and that, but sometimes you ain't got to defend yourself. The Bible said he'll fend our adversaries for us. He said you ain't got to fight. Come on. We got to learn how to let God fight our battles for us. His Father, we fight in the natural. We're going to lose. He said, wrath are not his flesh and blood. Principalities, rulers, wickedness, high place. Cast down every stronghold with the power of prayer. The imagination. Thing won against our mind. The battle always in the mind. Come on, somebody. But God said, I give you power and authority to speak to whatever it is and decree and declare and command it. You got to go. Come on. Psalms 91 said, no evil should come and die dwelling place. Speak over your life. Speak over your family. Speak over your husband, your wife, your children, and say, God, you said that no weapon for against me and my family, it shall not prosper. And then God, you said, every time it's up against her, God, you said you're going to condemn. He said, not you, not me. Some of us want to condemn people. Come on, we got to be real. Some of us, we ain't saved for real because we still fight. We still curse. Come on. So don't carry stuff around in your purse. Come on. Just in case, honey, you never know. But where is your God? God will cause that enemy to throw that knife down. Throw that gun down. Come on, somebody. That's why he said apply the blood over your doorpost. Plead the blood of your doorpost and wonder. When the enemy try to come to your residence, they'll see the blood of your doorpost. They'll pass on over. Some of us ain't even knowing our house in so long. Come on. We ain't knowing our windows. And so long, we think we got it all together. We should always be alert, be sensitive to the voice of God. And I got all on all my door. I got a cross, all the way down, every one of the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood over this wonder. I apply the blood now. God, I release the angels now. God, every wonder. God, every door. Matter of fact, God, I need you to guard my driveway. Drive the whole street. Drive the whole community. See, that's how you have to pray. We don't want to be selfish. Pray for just ourselves. Pray for your community. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for the city. Pray for the country. Pray for the day. Pray for the president. Come on, somebody. It don't matter what nobody said, but President Obama, we need to be praying. God gave him knowledge. God gave him wisdom. Give him a revelation, God. Lord, help him to make the right decision. Don't let him compromise, God. Don't let him give in, God. Come on. Pray for our president. Pray for the governor. Pray for the treasurer. Pray for the secretary. Pray for the vice president. While we're talking, we should be praying. Come on, somebody. I'm almost done. This is my last scripture. I promise you I'm done. I'm wrapping it up right now. Psalm 23 and verse 2. Psalm 23 and verse 2. Let's see what the word is. I know we all know it. Come on, somebody. I read it every night, y'all. I promise you. Psalm 23, Psalms 91, Ephesians 10 chapter, starting verse 10 all the way to verse 21 every night. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 2. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet water. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. This good right here. Verse 4. Y'all better this good right here. Even though I walk through. Now you hear what he's saying. He said you got to walk through. You got to go through the flood. You got to go through the water. You got to go through the fire. And you ain't going to get burned. He said, yes, it's going to be a blaze. But he said, I'm going to cover you. I got you covered. But you got to go through. See this right here? We don't want to go through. Come on, somebody. How you get to the other side? If you don't go through, you're going to start from the beginning to get to the end, get to the other side. Come on, somebody. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. Ask me why. For you are with me. For you are with you. Amen. And he said, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, see right here, verse 5. Son of a, don't get the big head. Don't lose it, okay? Verse 5 say,
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You got more than one enemy. You got more than two. You got more than three. He didn't say how many, but the answer on it means you got more than one. Amen.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflow. When your cup overflow, let it flow on somebody that you know needs an overflow. Come on, somebody. Don't say, oh, God, overflow me. Oh, God, bless me, God. If you bless me, God, I promise you, God, I'm going to bless up. And so don't know we're selfish. And we know we ain't going to do it. Come on, let's be real. Don't tell God, do this for me. And God, I promise you, I'll bless the whole neighbor. No. Stop saying it. Stop making vows. Stop making commitments to God and to other people. You know you don't need it. Come on, somebody. When your sister and brother's in the need and you know you got extra money, send them some money. If they say, I need help, don't be questioned, why you didn't go to this? No. God told me to come to you. Why told you to come to me? Because God said you got extra money. God said you got access to the kingdom of God. God said you got faith. Come on, somebody. That's why I came to you, because I have a need. Come on. God give us a seed to sow the seed. He'll never give us a seed holding our hand. Well, this is my seed, and I ain't finna sow it. I ain't finna release it. You guess what? You ain't gonna get no more seeds in, because you're holding that seed that God gave you. Come on. Well, the wicked laid up for the just. You got to start saying it ain't laid up no more. It's been released. Come on, somebody. Come on. Somebody looking for me right now to bless me right now with $1 million, $1 billion. Because I already told God, you can trust me. I'm going to give my 20%. I'm going to sow seed. I'm going to sow offering till you tell me who to sow it in. So God said, I can trust you. Come on. Because five's not small beginning. So some of us, God said, I can't trust you because you're a fool. I give you this money, going to go right through the brown bag. So what you going to do? You're going to be going shopping, buying this, buying that, putting it on Facebook, showing everything God did for you. Come on. What did God bless you? Did you share what God done did? Don't share your thing before you get it. Because what if God don't do it? Now, you don't advertise to the whole world. And God say, move in silence. Be still. Know that I am God. But something that's no other. Some of us, we ain't doing it. We ain't being still. Mm-mm. I just got to tell it. God, I can't help it. I got to tell somebody what the Lord done done. And God say, but I told you to be still. I told you don't share with nobody. But no, you disobedient. You hard-headed. So if God snatched the blessing bite from us, guess what? It's our fault. He said, you be willing and obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. Come on, somebody. Some of us tonight, we ain't willing. We ain't obedient. Come on. We allow anything to get in our spirit. We not finna aggravate us, frustrate, irritate us. Some of us, we've been cursing, saying cursing words. Let's be real. Come on. He said, repent now, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's why some people, we don't need to be going around. We not strong enough to pass the test. Come on. We not ready to just be a make an impact on the nation, on the city, up the country. No, you not. You ain't there yet, baby. Let's be real. Come on. Take the mess out. It's just that God ain't ready. I ain't ready for that, God. I know I said it, but God, my heart, I ain't ready. You know why? Because I feel God's fear. I got down. In my mind, I said, I can't do it. But God said, I can do all things through Christ. Jesus who strengthened me. Hallelujah. Tonight, in my closing, be still. Know that I am God. Besides me, there is no other. We got to learn how to crucify the flesh. We got to learn how to let some things go. I told y'all earlier, let some people go. Let some family go. You don't tell them and you don't tell them. You don't pray. You don't cry. Come on, somebody. And God says, stop crying. Get up. Wipe your face. Get up. Don't pray no more for them. They're hard-headed. They ain't listen. Come on. I'm going to read one scripture. Y'all. I thought I was done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Isaiah 60, verse 22. I promise you, I'm done. Isaiah 60 and verse 22.
It said a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will haste it in his time. Y'all better listen. He said, I will haste it. The Lord say, Lord will haste it in his time. We can't do nothing until it's in God's timing. It's in God's season. That's what's wrong with one of us now. We don't want to wait till God say, move. We don't want to wait till God say, go. To God release us. We want to go up the head of God, and that's why we shipwreck. That's why things do not go through, because we moving out of season. Ooh, some of us right tonight, come on somebody, you moving out of your season. You out of your place. You out of your position. Get back in now. Just repent. Tell God, I'm sorry. Yes, God, you told me to be still. God, I didn't be still. God, you told me to wait. God, I didn't wait. God, I was anxious. I was eager. Just be real. Come on. Take the mess off. Here I am, God. I mess up. I'm toe up from the floor all the way up, God. I mess up. See, some of us, we got pride. Oh, no, I can't say that. Oh, they're going to talk about me. For what? They're talking anyway. So if you repent quickly to God, then God will bring you back into a greater place. He will push you into the place that you need to be at. But he said, I can't do it because you ain't repent. You ain't came to me. Tell me you got sorry. Come on. We got to be careful who we connect ourselves with in this season. Come on, somebody. We got to be extra careful who we let pray for us, who prophesy, who speak it into our ear gate. Come on. And show up and be careful who you let lay hands on you. You better know that prophet or apostle, that bishop. You better do a background. You better know them. You better tap into the realm of the spirit. Say, God, who is she? Who is he, God? They say that you connecting us, but God, I didn't know if they your chosen apostle, that they chosen your pastor, your prophet. God, did you send them to me in a season? It's now. Come on. And then when we ask God, wait out there on the Lord. Be a good courage, and I shall strengthen your heart. Come on, somebody. Learn how to wait. Learn how to trust God. Trust the process. Don't be eager. Don't be anxious. I just read Isaiah 60 verse 22. He said, the Lord will hasten in his time. Everything got to be in God's timing. It's not in man timing. It got to be in God's timing. Come on, somebody. People ask me to do certain things, do something. I don't jump and do it. I say, hold on. Let me go and pray and seek God. Now, sometimes God already gave us an answer and say, you're going to be the apostle, you're going to be the prophet, you're going to be the bishop, you're going to be the pastor, and this is what they're going to say, blah, 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 blah. See, God already gave us that, so when they come, we already know. But God said, I do nothing first. This is my closing. I promise you I'm done. I do nothing first until I reveal it to my servant, the prophet. Now, we got some false prophets out there in the land. Come on. They're in the land, they're coming in the land. But you better know them before they come to you with a word. If it ain't lined up with God already done told you, you better say, They ain't talking to God. Because God said, what I sent prophet or apostle to confirm what I already done told you. So all they saying, I'm going to go ahead and just live it on out for you. God said he already told you this, but God told me to speak again and told me just to remind you. But God said he already told you. Come on. I just come here to confirm it. He said, out of two or three witnesses, my word going to be confirmed. My word shall be established. See, that's why I'm not putting props out of nobody. I don't do it till the Holy Ghost say, release the word. I don't move till he tell me to move. Come on, somebody. I don't know nobody pull me. When the Holy Ghost tell me to call you or text you, it's gonna be on point, it's gonna be on time, and you gonna know it's a scripture drama because you ain't talk to me. That's why people don't need to be telling prophet and apostle everything. Let the Holy Ghost be filled with them. And then you will know they have been in the presence of the Most High God. You will know that they have a fellowship with God. You will know that they are who he said they are. Come on. They have a person relationship with God. They are the promised son, the promised daughter. Spend time in prayer. I can't afford to not go on my face and pray and seek the face of God. I can't afford to miss two or three nights because you know what? God's going to put me in check. He's going to check me and jack me up. Oh, now you want to get comfortable? Okay. I'm going to send something your way. So I'm like, uh-uh. I'm sorry. I got to get in prayer. I'm sorry. Uncle, who calling me? Who at my house? When I get out my shower, I like to go right down in prayer. It's just something that I've been doing for years. And when I go out of town, you be on family house, you know, you can't really do it like you want to. And I'd be like, I can't wait to get home, to get in the presence. Oh, my God, get in my prayer room, get in my prayer chair. God, I miss that time with you. God, I know you miss me too. But I'm coming back, God. I'm coming back. I'll be home in a couple of days, God. You know, see, we can't make up for lost time, but we just continue to work toward that. Come on, somebody. So in my closing, this is the last thing I have to say. God say, that's it. I'm done. In my closing, I encourage you tonight, my kingdom sister, kingdom brothers, my friends, whoever, cover network, partners, be still. Be still. When you're going through, be still. Pray. Seek God. We got to seek godly counsel. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be still. God said tonight, tell my people to be still and know that I am God. And besides me, there is no other. Whatever we need is in the kingdom of God. He said he gives us access, keys to unlock doors. But it's up to us to turn the key. It's up to us to unlock it. God ain't going to do it. Stop saying, wait, not God said, I'm doing all I'm going to do. Come on, somebody. Why she keep doing stuff for you? Well, you already know what you need to be doing. Come on, get up and make something happen. No more excuses. Come on. You got to move. What you want for God in 2021, you got to make it happen. The vision. Pastor E, I'm telling you, he's a man after God's own heart. On every Sunday, he feeding people. He getting away food. I love what he's doing. He got a heart for the people. Come on, somebody. He don't ask somebody to send donation. Look, God tell him to do it. Then he asks people to do it. But it ain't for him. It's to help him continue to feed the homeless people. Come on. We got to work now. The Bible says work now. When it's day, when night comes, no man can work. That means for we witness too. We got to work. Be up with our Father, man. Don't be set up in no ministry. Just send them. But God said, go to the hedges and the highway. Compel my people to come. See a man named Jesus. Wherever you need, come to Jesus just as you are. You got to put your bottle down. You got to put your cigarette down. You got to just come to Jesus as you are. He'll clean you up. See, the world clean up people, but God used us as vessels and ambassador to help people to get what they need to get it. But we got to get past fear. The biggest thing that we have, women's men of God, we have fear on us that we can't do it. I'm afraid to go to hedges in the highway. What you afraid of? But God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a love, a power, a sign. My fear is of the enemy. It's not of God. You can't have fear and faith working together. It ain't work like that, baby. Come on. Choose this day who you're going to serve. I'd rather choose Jesus over anybody. I'm closing. Pastor E, it's in your hand, man of God. I'm done with God. Amen. You know how I Amen. Am. But all I'm going to say, quit, I quit. So it's in your hand. Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God, my sister. Good evening.
Bless you.
Bless you, Prophetess Lisa. You know what? I know the listeners have been blessed because I've been blessed. And
Amen.
Your word today is confirmation on standing firm on the promises of God within his word. And,
Amen.
Prophet, you said something tonight. Be still and know that he's God. And that's
yes,
the time we
yes.
have to spend with him where he restores, because prayer is different. You said something earlier, because before we close out tonight, I want you to pray, too, for our neighbors.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like you said, prayer is, God knows our needs, but prayers are for those that we address to God that's in need. Our neighbor, my sister just texted us as we're on the call. Our neighbor, Pastor George, he was rushed by ambulance to the hospital with COVID.
Okay.
So,
oh, wow.
Can you, my sister, pray for him? Pray
yes, ma'am.
With me
yes,
as
ma'am.
We pray and then
Amen.
Close us out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to touch and agree. Amen. We need everybody to come together and just come and agree. The Bible says, who report shall we believe. And we're going to pray for him and his family, that we know God can turn that thing around. Come on, somebody. Amen. What's his first name, sis, again? Pastor Terry, what was
Pastor
his name?
It's Pastor George.
Okay,
Pastor George.
Amen. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to pray for Pastor Joy, and we were able to just come in agreement with him. We don't have to know him. I'm saying we know that he's one of the labors of the gospel, and we're going to pray for him, and we're going to believe God for a miracle. Amen. Come on, somebody. We know COVID is real, so we're not in denial, but we don't have to fear COVID. God got power over COVID. Come on, somebody. I'm a witness. I had it. According to man, and hind and taste, I will pray it and have faith, and I will agree and declare. I'll be rebuking that stuff, and I promise you, God brought me through that because I was obedient to everything I'm supposed to do. See, we can't ask God to give us a miracle if we're not going to be obedient. Come on, somebody. The Bible said obey the laws of the land. Amen, somebody. So let's pray for joy.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this man of God before you right now. God, we hear that he was rushed to the hospital by the ambulance. Father God, you said in your word that there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we send the Holy Ghost on fire upon Pastor George right now. And God, we ask you to touch him right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for his restoration system. We pray for his lungs. We pray for his heart. Huh? Yeah, Cody, shake. The lungs will not collapse. I rebuke the lungs collapse now. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it now. My call. She keep on my whole city. I send now the Holy Ghost now. Touch it now, God. For the crown of his head, God. To the soul of his feet. God, I pray now for his breathing. In the name of Jesus, God. We rebuke COVID now. We send it back to the pit of hell where it came from. We cancel every assignment sin against this man right now in the name of Jesus. God, he need a right now miracle. And God, you send in your word, oh God, that you specialize in miracle. And as you're creating the cloud now, God, you're going to turn this thing around, God. As you're creating the cloud now, God, they're going to break through. As you're creating the cloud now, God, there shall be a testimony. Oh God, I don't know who she keeps. I rebuke fear now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over his heart, over his mind, over his lungs in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. The blood still works tonight. I plead the blood. I plead the blood over him now, God. Cover him now. Shield him now. Protect him now, God. For the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, he need a miracle right now, God. He's standing in the need. Oh, you said the intercession. We come in agreement right now, God, that you shall move quickly. We stand on Psalm 70. Oh, God, make haste for this man of God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that Pastor George shall not die, but he shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I commend his faith to rise up now, God. He might can't pray out, but I believe in his heart and his spirit. He's praying. God, we send healing now. We send healing now, God. I send healing now, God. I send healing now, God. I send healing now, God. We send healing now, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I bow to all my seeker. Oh shit, we cut everything that's not of you. I am a cocoa. He can breathe upon him now, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we decree and declare a miracle now, God. Decree and declare a turnaround for this man, God. We believe you, God. You said in your word, oh God, who we put shall I, but we believe. Tonight, Father, we believe the report of the Lord. God, we trust you now, God, that it's already done. You say according to our faith, according to our belief. Oh God, I thank you for the miracle now. God, you said praise you in a van. You said that praises go up. God, you said blessings shall come down. God, you said in your word, oh God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. Oh God, we enter to worship now. How you did Oshande. Who shaba he kokudia mandidi anorobo seke. His long shall not come out. We cancel the assignment. In Jesus' name. God, we put a praise on his miracle now. We push it for the miracle now. We thank it for the miracle now. Knowing God,
yes,
that it's already done. In Jesus' name. Hi, my God. Father, we
hallelujah.
Thank you now. Hallelujah. We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Mm. His long shall not come out. I see the enemy
praise
trying
God
to cause his moms to collapse.
Praise
but the
God
devil is a liar. We cancel that now. We send out the healing angels now. We send out the angels,
yes,
God. Boy, on assignment, God. You get around that bed, God. Get around him now, God. We pour strength into the man of God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Pastor Terry should have a testimony in a few days, in a few hours. God, you already
hallelujah
turned that thing around. My God, it's already been reversed. In Jesus' name, and we salute you.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Almighty name.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
God says, already done. According to
hallelujah
our faith, we believe. God says, it's now faith. Now faith being released for this man of God. In the name of
praise
Jesus.
God.
What the enemy tried to do, God said he canceled every assignment. We snatched him
yes
out of the hand of the enemy. We snatched him out of death. He
yes
shall not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we cover him now in the blood. Ooh, God.
Praise
oh
God.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Praise
oh
God.
My. In the name
hallelujah
of Jesus, the blood
yes
still
God
works. We apply the blood, use the blood. It's going to work.
Blessed
for our good, the
Father.
Lord, everything has been reversed.
Bless the servant.
Father, we thank you now.
Bless her.
Oh, we
bless
praise
her
you in advance for his miracle.
You.
Thank
bless
you for the man of God, miracle, God.
We bless
we
you,
wait,
sister, for the prayer.
But we praise you in advance for his miracle. Right now, God, we release our faith to his faith. We connect with him and his family, God, to their
yes
faith. As they end, just turn around praying for this man of God. God say, this took us all out to death, but it's the glorified God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We salute you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you.
We bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You,
bless you, my sister. Bless you. Bless
yes
you.
Yes,
you know, I'm
yes
going to talk to Pastor George's brother, and I will let him know on our prayer call, our broadcast tonight,
yes,
that you prayed for him, and we as believers on the line pray
yes
collectively
yes
in our
yes
spirit for him to send
yes
the angel to cover him. Who went
yes
from. But Prophet Lisa, we all have been blessed tonight by what you shared as
amen
the Lord used
praise
you.
God.
So you can share what's going on in your ministry. If you have something you'd like to share with the listeners, please go ahead. Amen.
Amen. I just want to invite everybody that can. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., I will be doing my compass line, Spirit and Truth Outreach Ministry, which God has birthed through me years ago. And we was going to do it on Monday night, but I don't like to rush. So I just told God that I will do it on Friday night at 7 p.m. If the one that can connect with us, we're going to be on there. And when God say move, we move. I one that really believes in following the Holy Spirit. I don't go over, I don't go under. When God tell me
Amen.
It's time, I quick a shirt thing now. But we're building up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If you want to write the number down, I can give it to you now. The number is 605-472-5464. Again, 605-472-5464. And the code is 629925#. 629925#. We have a guest speaker on tomorrow
Amen.
Night. Will be coming to encourage us and just say whatever God has put up on her heart. And I'll allow God to use
Amen.
Them. Let me say, people of God, we have
yes.
to learn one thing. When we pull out, we don't need to keep pulling out. See,
Amen.
We have to use wisdom, being women and men of God. When we pull
mm-hmm.
out, God needs a lot of people to pull back into us. I could have did it, but God said, no. When you pull out, learn how to go back and get refreshed and get revived and allow God
Amen.
To pull back into us. See, that's where we have to learn wisdom. We can't do this thing
oh,
by ourselves. It's too big for us to do by ourselves. That's why God connect with couples and network people that can help us.
Yes.
Amen. So
yeah.
we cannot be afraid
Amen.
To help. So I'm excited about what God is going to do, and I'm just excited about what God is doing, even for his peoples right now. Amen.
Amen.
I just do give honor
now,
to God and for everyone tonight on the line tonight. How is my somebody going to say something? Go ahead, baby.
Yes, before you close out, I want to make sure the listeners know that 7 p.m. Central Time and Eastern Time is 8 p.m., and on Pacific Coast, as we're at, it's 5
yes.
p.m.
5 p.m.
So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
8
Thank
p.m.,
you.
7 p.m., and 5 p.m. Central Time. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sis. I appreciate
Amen.
That. Amen. But I thank God tonight. I think Apostle Vicky's on the line tonight. I thank God for her and Prophet Jennifer on the line tonight. I don't know who will dial in. But anyway, who will line tonight? I appreciate you all tonight taking time out to come on and support. See, love is what love does. If we say we love each other, let's support each other. Come on, somebody. And you
Amen.
Should be like, well, I ain't calling. I don't want to hear her. We got to get rid of all this stuff. Come on. All this jealous and mad and subscribe. God is not pleased with this. Come on, somebody. If somebody supports
Amen.
You, support them. If somebody pour to you, pour it to them. Get rid of all this stuff. Come on. God is trying to move us up to a whole new place in the kingdom of God, in new dimension. So we need to go up together. So let all this stuff go. Come on, somebody. Not like me. See, certain people I can't connect with. You know what I'm saying? Because it aggravates my spirit. And so God say, don't connect with them. Leave them alone. Come on. So we got to learn to connect
Amen.
With people. The Bible says, have a conversation for it be edifying. Come on, somebody. We don't want to talk about God. The baby in our belly falls asleep. What that mean?
Yes.
The baby.
But you know what, Prophet?
Come on.
I say, if everywhere we go, love comes out. And when love comes
yes.
out, that's God within us. So we should all love one another as he loves us.
Yes.
We are loved by him,
we
so we should be giving
right.
love back.
Yes,
Amen.
Ma'am.
So
that's
God
what
bless
about
you.
I know.
God bless you, my sister, and we will see you tomorrow night. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you so much, and I thank everyone. Like I said, the one that dialed in. So I'm sorry you
yes.
couldn't say anything. Pastor East be the one to connect the boys. So I thank God for just listening, taking time out your busy time to say, let me support. Because I believe in supporting people. I was at work tonight, and Pastor Vicky, I was on the listen to the prayer line. I said, you know, I'm at work, put my phone on mute. I'm going to still support her because people support you. Let's support each other. Stop saying I'm going to do it, and you know you're not going to do it. So I pray tonight for everybody. Have a peaceful night. Remember what I said. It's time to let some peoples go. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you, and
Good
I
night.
Love you, and I love
God
you
bless.
All. I love you so much. Good night, too. God bless you.
Good night. God bless.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.